Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is available on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz samples a Central Illinois delicacy that has a passionate following in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
It's finally the growing season. Everyone's abuzz about local produce. But what about our local and regional cuisine, dishes unique to our specific area here in the Midwest? These are the dishes whose recipes have been handed down through families and written down in church and junior league cookbooks. Some of them started out in restaurants and ended up at potlucks and on dinner tables, tweaked to fit what was in the cupboard or growing in the yard. But as processed food became more the norm and we started adapting cuisines that originated in other countries, many of these dishes faltered. But some never left the local consciousness or the local restaurants. Urbana-Champaign actually has a dish like this. It's an open-faced sandwich called a haystack. It has sausage and gravy, some potatoes, maybe even pancakes, but it's hard to say for sure. There's not much history on it. But there's another Central Illinois-based open-faced sandwich that's gotten around a little bit. The locals there are pretty possessive of it.
A couple of things Springfield's known for, Abraham Lincoln and the horseshoe, really. So it's just definitely a distinctive sandwich that we've kind of become famous for. So we carry it on and try to keep it going.
That's Hallie Pearsall, Darcy's Pints owner. She says that Darcy's has carried on the horseshoe tradition, which started in Springfield in 1928 as a challenge issued by a hotel owner to his chefs. Come up with something special for my pals who are horsemen, he said. And the horseshoe was the result.
It was served on an anvil plate. The bread was cut in the shape of a shoe. The original horseshoe was actually ham, and it was also cut in the shape of a horseshoe. And then they loaded it with fries, and they poured a homemade rarebit sauce over it that Chef Schweska's wife, I believe, helped him with. And for whatever reason, it took off in Springfield, and every local restaurant had their own version.
Darcy's has sold as many as 1,100 horseshoes in one day. And looking around the restaurant, where every other plate brought out is a massive, glorious pile of bread, burger, fries, and cheese sauce, it's believable. People of all ages are ordering and eating entire horseshoes, which are huge. So I order one. One of the servers tells us that while many can defeat a horseshoe, the horseshoe also vanquishes many. The smaller version is the adorably named but still impressively sized pony shoe. I would have been much better off with the pony. Closer to home, the horseshoe can be found on many Urbana-Champaign menus, especially at diners. But I was curious if anyone was doing this local dish with locally raised food. Big Grove Tavern, a recently opened restaurant in downtown Champaign that focuses on Midwestern craft cuisine using locally sourced food in season, has a horseshoe on its menu. In a nod to the horseshoe's ham is meat origins, Big Grove's version offers a farm-raised pork loin instead of ground beef. The bread is whole wheat and baked at a bakery down the street. The fries are hand-cut. The sauce is made from three locally produced cheeses. It was tested during the tavern's soft opening in May. What did the downtown crowd think of Big Grove's take on the shoe? I asked executive chef Jessica Gorin for a report.
Most people were familiar with the idea of the horseshoe, but they were more familiar of it in the sense of how you get it at, say, Mary Ann's or at one of the pubs down in Springfield, where it's something that's a little bit of a hangover food. And while ours, I think, would still be a great cure for a hangover, is, you know, I think really solid on its own. And we serve it with a side salad, so hopefully you don't feel too guilty when you eat it.
Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, a tiny but mighty establishment in downtown Urbana, has a different take. Shades, self-proclaimed line monkey at Black Dog, enjoys working with locally sourced ingredients at the restaurant and is almost always the genius behind their very eclectic Sunday night dinner specials. His plan for the horseshoe? A ground pork and ground beef patty, some smoked cheese sauce, those seem to be the focal points. While there are no plans to put a horseshoe on the menu for good, says Shades, his twist on it will clip-clop its way onto Black Dog's menu as the all-day special on Father's Day. Eating locally means more than we realize. Locally created dishes and cuisines are a source of culinary historical pride, and these traditional dishes made with local ingredients can only make them better. So while he plans to have fun with Springfield's horseshoe, Shades would like Urbana-Champaign to get back to its open-faced sandwich roots. Horseshoes will never really make it in this town, he texted me. because haystacks rule. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.